Later, in the sleepy talons of the night, a terrifying dream crept upon him. It was as if a supernatural force pounded his back and crawled into his brain. Terror, paralysis numbed his limbs and extremities. For the first time in his life, he was unable to move his fingers, his toes, his limbs. He fought the paralysis with prayer. Celestial spirits duelled in his nightmare, unleashing natural disasters upon the world. Entire wheat harvests wiped out. Lakes dried up from drought. Cornfields replaced by smoke. Oceans with clear blue sky reflections turned red, smoky, full of death, without the glimmer of the fish scale. The sounds filled his ears and panic unraveled the world nation. Starvation tormented faces, fingers, toes of flesh and leaving bone. He imagined himself strapped in captivity and sentenced to the ray gun. His flesh merged with metal, he felt his demise nearing. Something he did to unleash all of the chaos of screams. The world torn apart of death, of children without graves, of vultures overweight. He saw the world from the past, the needles in the temples, the chips in the skin. But then he shook himself awake and found his forehead covered in sweat, and the pillow was wet, and his breath was heavy, and his heart raced, and it went, and it beated, and it thumped. He couldn't shake off those terrifying visions, the worst of nightmares. There was no one to tell next to him, no one else to trust but himself. All that was last of the self-thought. They'll know I'm afflicted if I talk. If I talk, if I tell anyone else that I have nightmares, that I have fears. They'll know I'm afflicted with self-thought if I tell anyone. They'll know for sure what I carry. Which word virus dominates. He had to inhale deeply and hold his breath for several seconds. He feared his visions returning if he opened his eyes, so he kept them pinched together. He felt that heart thumping against his ribs. I must calm down. I must relax from the visions, the nightmares, the dreams of the past gone wrong and leaving me alone in fear. In fear of losing my self-thoughts to becoming collective thoughts. The dreams, the nightmares, they're never real. They never were. They never were. No. He inhaled again deeply and held his breath longer. And finally, calmness came, and his heartbeat slowed to a calmer pace, and he opened his eyes. The white in the walls was soothing.